On Midwest Week, celebrating the anniversary of the Quad Cities Professional Golf Tournament. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Tom Johnston, sports writer and golf editor for the Dispatch and Rock Island Argus. So, Tom, which anniversary of the PGA tournament are we celebrating?
Well, for the actual tournaments, they've been here since 1971, so I believe this is year 47.
Something like
this
that.
This is the big one, though, is 20th year for John Deere on board as title sponsor.
So why is the 20th anniversary of John Deere sponsorship so important?
Well, I'm not sure it's the 20th year of John Deere sponsorship that's so important. It's just that the fact that John Deere is on board as sponsor, that's the reason the golf tournament is here still, and the fact that they have been such a great corporate and citizen partner for the Quad Cities, bringing this major event into our backyard every year.
Okay, now let's see if we can remember all the previous names. I mean, before the 20 years ago, I remember the Hardy's Golf Classic.
Hardy's Golf Classic. Yeah. We had the Miller Lite Quad Cities Open. We had the Ed McMahon JC's Quad Cities Open.
Boy, that does go back.
We had Hardy's Golf Classic. We had
we have Quad City?
Quad City Classic right before John Deere stepped in. We may be close. We got the major ones in there.
I think you did very well.
Miller Lite sponsorship, John Deere, or Hardee's sponsorships before John Deere kicked in were the big ones. And then, of course, just Quad City Classic and JC's also in there helping keep the tournament alive during the early lean years.
So tell me about the sponsorship by John Deere. What exactly does the company do to be the title sponsor?
Writes a big check.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big one. But it's a great partnership between John Deere, the PGA Tour, and the Quad City Golf, Quad City Classic. I can't remember what the exact title is of the golf tournament. The golf tournament, it's Deere, and it's the PGA Tour that have a very nice working relationship going right now.
Okay, so Deere writes a big check to the PGA?
PGA Tour.
Okay.
And then part of the deal, the big aspect of the original deal was the fact that all of Deere equipment is on the probably 30, 40-some TPC network golf courses now used to maintain the golf courses. And that was the big thing that Deere got out of it, the exposure. Also, you know, just the marketing for its equipment, which is among some of the best out there. If you ask any groundskeepers at golf courses, or you'll see John Deere equipment everywhere, parks and cities and golf courses and you name it, John Deere equipment is out there.
And that's... So it writes a big check and it essentially gives the equipment to all the TPC courses.
Oh, I'm not going to say gives. I think it gets a check in return.
Oh.
All John Deere equipment is used at the TPC network courses. So there's a give and take there. You know how good relationships work in the business world. It's not one-sided by any stretch of the imagination. And with the golf tournament, it's called an encumbered date, either the week before or the week after a major. With the John Deere Classic a week before the British Open, there's a deal that John Deere gets with the sponsorship fee. It's not quite as large as what other sponsors have to pay. So it's a good, that's why the John Deere Classic likes that week ahead of the British Open. Why John Deere likes that week ahead of the British Open. It's in their season, their growing season, where equipment is going to be needed and used the most right there in the heart of the summer in July when people are still mowing their grass and things. So it works out well for all parties.
Okay, now what's in it for the rest of us, Tom? For the residents of the Quad Cities, why do we care that the John Deere Classic continues?
I care because I love golf.
it keeps you working.
It keeps me working. It's a busy week, but it's a fun week. But we should care because it brings notoriety to the Quad Cities. Mm-hmm. It brings a lot of tourism dollars to the Quad Cities, which is great for all the local businesses. I know some people say, who cares about the golf tournament? It's golf, but it also last year brought in $10.5 million to local charities through the Birdies for Charity program. And especially now, I know talking to some of the organizers of the tournament and the benefactors of the Birdies program, that money is important right now, especially with the state of the state of Illinois and some of these nonprofits not getting funding from the state, not seeing any money come in from the government. That money that they help raise is crucial to their livelihoods.
And my memory is that Deere pays the administrative expenses of the Birdies for charity, right?
Deere does cover all the administrative expenses. The golf tournament, through its proceeds, most of any profit that the golf tournament makes, it writes back. It passes that on to the nonprofits who help secure the pledges for the Birdies for Charity program. Yeah, so it's a nice deal all the way around. It makes the golf tournament, a real nice partner for all of these groups who are working. You know, it's not just a handout. They're working. They're out there securing these pledges. But it's a great partnership for all involved with that as well.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps we should say, in the interest of full disclosure, that WVIK is part of the Birdies for Charity program too.
There you go.
Now, how long does the current agreement between Deere and the PGA run? And do we have any idea of what might happen after that?
They just re-upped through 2023.
Oh, okay.
So unless, barring unforeseen circumstances, we have the tournament here for a few more years. And after that, who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, as a layperson, I don't want to see it go anywhere. But it all boils down to dollars and cents, how much sense it makes for Deere to stay in the arrangement. And the fact that they have extended for, I think, 7 years was the last contract, that's pretty lengthy on the PGA Tour. So they must like what they have. They don't want to lose that relationship. So, unless the bottom falls out of the Deere side of things, I don't see it going anywhere for a long time.
Are there other cities or other locations lining up to host tournaments for the PGA? I mean, if something happened to this or another one, are there lots of places that would be happy to fill in the gap?
I don't know if there are lots of places, to be honest with you, because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort. And
a lot of money.
A lot of money, too. Yeah. Major metropolitan cities are always looking to bring in events like this. The fact that a community this size still has a PGA Tour event is nothing short of remarkable. Without Deere, this event's long gone. We would have been dead in the water before the agreement 20 years ago with Deere and the PGA Tour. If they hadn't signed that, we would have been without a golf tournament for about 23 years right now. So.
And I sort of figured that changing to the TPC course was part of that too.
Absolutely. Really? That was part of the arrangement, yeah. The property.
It wouldn't have stayed at Oakwood.
No, not at all. I'm not sure. Probably not. I'm guessing probably not. But when they had the chance to build that golf course on that particular piece of property, the former Hewitt Farm out there, they couldn't pass that up. Because you just don't get a gift of, 200 acres, 250 acres of land to build a golf course on without some sort of a housing development around it. That is absolutely unheard of anymore with new golf courses. And for the PGA Tour to have a chance to do that, as part of this whole package in the whole contract, it was just too good to pass up.